Studs! 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 Studs!
Good evening, everybody. It is Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. We are live on 97.1 Free FM. Filling in for Tim Conway Jr. tonight is Slammin' Sammy Phillips on this Dr. Martin Luther King Day.
I love you so much, buddy. Thank you for letting me fill in.
Oh, these headphones aren't so hot either.
Maybe go back to the other ones.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, those aren't working much either. All right. Anyway, great to be here with you until 11 o'clock tonight, and Slammin' Sammy is here. We'll have the news with Robin. The only thing that's not here is Tim Conway Jr., who took the day off, and he said to me with a straight face, he said, because in honor of Dr. King, I want to reflect on the, you know, the legacy of the dream, because
yeah.
I still believe in the dream.
Peace and equality.
And I know there are people, and we'll get right to phone calls on this, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. There will be a little bit later on some, you know, host banter, some host chit-chat between Sam and I, but I want to get right to the phone calls on this. Are you a racist, or have you been made to feel like maybe you're kind of sort of a racist, or maybe you really sort of don't appreciate the plight of African Americans in our country if you're working today? 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Let me tell you why I'm here today, and then we'll go around the room and everybody will explain why they're here today.
So what you're saying is if you're working today, you're a racist.
What I'm saying is some people believe that if you work today, you're a racist. Some people believe after the struggle to get the national holiday, observing Dr. King's birthday, that to work on it would show
disrespect.
Disrespect and a lack of appreciation for the legacy of Dr. King.
Okay, but if everybody takes off today, who is going to run the world?
Well, everybody takes off Christmas.
Not everybody. No, people work Christmas. Are they anti-Christian or anti-Catholic?
They might be Jewish.
Well, there you go. Hmm.
But there's no anti... Who could be anti-Dr. King's message?
Nobody.
Right.
But we all got to make a living. I'm just saying. I'm here because I need the money.
Okay, so we'll start right there with Sam Phillips. You're here working on Dr. King Day because you need the money.
I'm honoring him by making cash.
No, don't give me the BS with your honoring him.
I am honoring him.
You're not honoring him by making cash.
I'm bringing peace to the airwaves.
You're here because you need the money.
Well, hell yeah.
All right. Good. We appreciate...
my candor and honesty. Thank you.
Appreciate full and complete honesty. Here's why I'm here working today on Dr. King Day.
Because you love me.
Because I have had, in the past, one or two sick days, kind of borderline sick days, personal days, that I needed taken off. And I remember I said last year to our boss, Jack Silver...
Sure.
I said, dude, I will work. I'm sorry. I know I'm putting you out. I will work on the King holiday.
So you only offered up the King holiday. Did you offer up other holidays? Because you've had a couple of days off.
Right. And that's kind of racist. I should have offered up other holidays, too. But I offered up the King holiday. You know why? Probably because it was the closest next holiday.
Right.
Because I had this conversation with him in December.
Right.
And I said, you know what, dude? When January comes, I'll work Martin Luther King Day. Because Martin Luther King Day is a holiday that I've worked in the past. I've not worked in the past. I think the first year, I've been here 3 years with Tim. First year, we did work it. Second year, we did not work it. Last year, I believe we did work it.
Isn't this the first year, though, that it's a quote, national holiday for our station? I don't know why I think that. I don't know if we've ever had it officially off prior to this year.
No, I know it's a CBS holiday. And I know it's a national holiday, and it's been so since the 1980s.
Right.
Gina Grad, let's get to you. You are working today on Dr. King Day because you're a racist, or you're working for some other reason?
I'm working because I...
And by the way, no BS, because as soon as somebody says, I'm working because that's the best way to honor Dr. King, your mic gets turned off. And
no,
it doesn't...
I wasn't going to say that.
Okay, I'm just warning you not to.
I was going to say that I'm really low on the totem pole, and I don't know that holidays apply to me at this...
That's true. When you're working your way up, you don't get a holiday.
I don't know that I have the luxury of saying, you know what? It's MLK. I think I'm going to stay home and honor his...
Dr. King.
Yeah.
By the way, if you stayed home, you wouldn't be honoring Dr. King's legacy. You'd be sitting at home watching TV, maybe getting high.
It's possible.
Right. So that also needs to go out the window. Like Tim Conway Jr. right now, he's off tonight, but he's not sitting at home honoring the legacy of Dr. King.
He could be studying the life and work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Not a chance.
How do you know?
Because I know. There's no way that Tim Conway Jr. is sitting home with an encyclopedia reading about Dr. King. Now, let's go to Jerry Wischofsky, the ice plant, and find out. He's here today. Everybody's here, but Tim Conway Jr., if you work on the Martin Luther King holiday, are you a racist? Jerry, you're working, and be serious.
All right.
Are you a racist?
Well, no, I'm actually here because it's 8 o'clock. Time for Hot Talk. Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot. 97.1. Time for Ear Fun with my two main men, Conway and Whitman.
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm here. To right. work, man.
Take two. Let's have a serious conversation here. It's like being
I'm here because I'm
He's
here.
He's like a small child.
No, it's I'm begging.
Actually, I was
shut up!
He's trying to get a real answer out of you, dude.
I'm trying to have a serious effing conversation with you.
And you're rapping.
Why are you working here today? Why did you not take this national CBS holiday off today? Why?
Well, I actually could have taken it off, but I decided to come in.
And the question for the third time.
There is Why? No answer. I decided to come in because I could take it off, but I'll take it off. I'll take another day off sometime in the future.
Right, so you take a comp day.
Yes.
Right, so some like random Friday sometime in April, you'll take that day off.
Correct.
And you'll call management and say, remember I worked on Dr. King Day, here's my comp day.
Yes.
All right.
But I'm here to honor Martin Luther King.
No, you're not. So don't lie. And let's
What did you do today to honor Martin Luther King?
Didn't do anything.
Did you, I don't know, turn your car headlights on at noon?
No, that's only on Fridays.
No, it's not. That's one of the ways that people all over the world celebrate Martin Luther King Day.
That didn't happen today, Sam. Sorry, I don't know
at
where.
At least for Jerry.
I don't know where you were. At noon?
Yes.
Yeah, car lights were not, headlights were not on at noon.
You could be marching at night with candles.
Where's that? I don't know. That'll be on the news somewhere. That's going on. Randy Wang. He's the last guy I got to get to. Randy Wang. It is Dr. King's birthday. It is a national holiday. It is also a CBS holiday. Yet we are here doing a live radio show. Are we? And I want. And by the way, I'll really have a great deal of respect for the first person in this effing room who can actually have a serious conversation with me and try not to be funny. Gina tried. She fell a little short, but
I told you the truth. I just need the effing money.
Right, but you tried to do a few jokes first.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did. You said I'm honoring him by making money.
I thought about peace today and equality.
Right.
All
I want is an honest answer. Randy, national holiday, CBS holiday. You could very easily have taken tonight off. Why are you working? Does it mean you're a racist? Please answer.
Number one, I'm not a racist. Number two, this is actually the second time I'm here today because I also work in the morning show.
Don't need the whole resume, my brother.
All right, 21
so
years.
So does that mean you're a double racist because you work twice?
No, but I'm here because you guys are here, so I have to be here.
No, you don't.
Personally, I have to be here if you guys are here. That's the way I roll.
Oh,
but that's a personal choice.
That's your work ethic.
That's my work ethic. And
okay.
I don't, you know, to All me, right. It's Monday. It's not a national holiday to me.
Right. So the answer for Randy Wang is you're working today because of your work ethic.
But he said it's not a national holiday to him. He
right.
just said,
right.
I'm
he's
here.
And he's working because of his work ethic.
I'm here because it's Monday.
Right. And because you have a work ethic please don't make me drag all this S out of everybody. You have a work ethic that is so strong that you wouldn't take the day off. Is that correct?
That's true. I work.
Thank you.
I work every holiday here.
All but right. did you honor Martin Luther King today in any way, shape, or form?
No.
All right, 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. That is our toll-free telephone number. Today is a national holiday. It is also a CBS radio holiday. And we've all just gone around the room and we've all told you exactly why we are working today. Much later in the hour, it will take a much shorter length of time. We'll do it again. We'll recap exactly why each of us is working today on this national holiday to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, which is also a CBS radio holiday. I'm here for one reason. I don't want to be here. I want to be home. You know, if given the opportunity to be here or home on vacation, I'd always much rather have...
You'd pick the vacation.
Yeah, I'd much rather have a vacation day, but...
You've made that choice a couple of times prior.
But I made a deal with management back in December...
With the devil?
When I had... with Jack Silver. Close enough.
I love Jack.
I made a deal.
I love my boss.
And I said, you know what? I got to be off tonight, and it's kind of a borderline, you know, personal day. So I said, I'll make you a deal.
Was that the dog night?
I don't remember what night it was. Okay. I said, I'll make you a deal. Come January, I'll work on the King holiday.
Okay. Because you're a puss.
And he said, okay. And he held me to it. He remembered I said that. And last week he said, remember you told me you'd work? And I said, yep, I do remember that. And I will be there. And I'd love to work with Sam Phillips. And here I am.
Put some headphones on, bitch.
So are you a racist if you're working on MLK Day? Are you getting the stink eye from some of the fellow employees at the company?
Yeah, but if they're working too, wouldn't they be the same racist as you? If you're getting stink eye from somebody that you're working with because you're working and they're working, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black?
Well, there's also different levels of... See, like, how about this? And the number is 520-9710, 888-520-9710. We'll get to the calls in just a second. If I was, and some of this is stereotypical, so I apologize, but it's an effort to honestly answer Sam's question. Some of this is going to be stereotypical. If I were a young dude just out of college, was like 21, 22, and I was an African-American kid, and I had just started working with a company, and I had an entry-level position, which maybe I was the receptionist at the radio station, or maybe I worked in the...
promotions department.
Yeah, or like the mail room at the radio station.
Right.
And then I see some senior management white dude at the radio station. If I were that young African-American man, and I went to work because I have a wife and a kid to feed, that's one thing. And then I see this senior management guy who's maybe worked in radio for, you know, 30 years, and I know that he does not have to be here today. He could very well be home reflecting.
But doesn't he need to supervise you?
On this national holiday. If I saw him there, I would kind of look at him and think to myself, what the F are you doing here? I have to be here. Why don't you actually go reflect upon the dream of Dr. King?
Yeah, but if he's your boss, what are you going to have, like, all the bosses gone and all the kids play?
That happens all the time. There are so many days in radio and other businesses where the boss is gone and all of the middle management and non-management people show up. They get their work done and they go home. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Why are you working on Martin Luther King Day? Are you a racist? If you're working on Dr. King Day...
It's that woo-woo.
Tim in the OC is on Free FM. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, dude.
What I wanted to touch on was, how do you know somebody is sitting at home and they're paying their respects to Mr. King or African-Americans? Today, I had the day off, and until I just tuned into your show right now, I didn't honestly give it one thought. But right now, I guess I would say that you guys are not, because... You just struck into my head to, you know, you got to pay your homage to.
Right. So you're saying that you've been off all day, right?
To most people, it's just.
Oh, dude,
a day
I'm asking you a question,
to,
dude. I'm
it's
asking.
Just a 3-day weekend for some people.
Yeah,
dude.
It's a party weekend, I guess. You know, they don't actually sit home and they're not. Wow, you know, Martin Luther King.
You've been off.
Went through what he was trying to get across.
You've been off all day today, correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And at 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, or 8 o'clock tonight when we came on the air, this was the first time during the entire day since midnight this morning that you actually stopped to realize why you even had the day off. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, see? And that is the point, Sam.
But that doesn't mean he's a racist. That just means he's not very smart, or he doesn't pay attention, or he doesn't turn on the news or read a newspaper or look at the internet.
The guy has no idea why he's off.
You know, sometimes I got to be honest. I knew it was Martin Luther King Day because I was booked last week and I was told you're working Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes when it's been President's Day on a Monday, I knew we had a 3-day weekend for some reason.
But you know what? If management of your company is going to pay you to stay home, if they're going to pay your benefits and pay your salary just to sit home, they're doing it for a reason. And usually it's a pretty big reason. And the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King lives on. The dream that he spoke of so eloquently lives on. And for dudes like that who went 20 hours, north of 20 hours today, without even realizing why he was off.
But look at now, he does, thanks to you, Brian Whitman.
Thanks to us, and so many more are going to realize, because by the end of the show, by 11 o'clock, it's about 10 minutes long, and I think we all have about 10 minutes for Dr. Martin Luther King. We're going to play in its entirety. I've done this before in my radio career. I will do it again. We're going to play the speech.
Oh, wonderful.
So for those who have never heard the I Have a Dream speech, or for those who have no idea why the F they're even off today and have this 3-day weekend, we're going to play the speech. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Deborah in Van Nuys is on Free FM. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We have Sam Phillips in for Tim Conway Jr. I'm Brian Whitman. What's up?
Hi, Brian. I'm calling. I was off today, not because I had it scheduled off. Well, I had it scheduled off, so we don't get necessarily certain days off. But I celebrated Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. I went to the parade in Los Angeles, and I was a little disappointed. I thought I would see more participation from more people, more people, more races, that sort of thing. I feel that Dr. King's legacy or his speech or his work was mainly for everyone.
It was. Yes, you know, that Deborah, that is a great point. Dr. Martin Luther King, unlike people like Al Sharpton.
Louis Farrakhan.
And Louis Farrakhan, please, I can't even. Louis Farrakhan. Dr. Martin Luther King stood for equality for all races.
Not just black.
For humankind.
That's right.
And you know, to realize that, you know, we can all work together. We're all human beings first. And if we can get that in our heads, I mean, if someone goes to work, are they racist? I really don't feel that race, them going to work, that would make them racist. I mean, you know, it's just what you're doing.
So here in L.A. County, Deborah, you went to the parade this morning to honor Dr. King, and then you went to work?
No, I was off today. I was just scheduled off today, and I was glad that I was. And when I found out that they were celebrating his day today as opposed to last week, I thought, well, wow, you know, cool, I'll go to the parade. And, you know, I just feel like more deep than other people. It's like, you know, it's a good thing for humankind. That's all, bottom line, for everybody.
How big was that march, the peace parade?
I'm sorry?
How big was it? Were there a lot of people there today?
There were a lot of people there. I saw a lot of black people, of course, and a few Hispanic people, a few white people, but I'm saying all people should have been there.
That's right. Now, all colors. All colors should have been there. Great call, Deborah. Thank you for the phone call. This is Mike in Burbank on Free FM. We're talking about Martin Luther King Day. If you work today, if you went to work today, as we are all at work live on 97.1, does it make you a racist? Does it make you less than sensitive to the legacy of Dr. King? Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys. This is Mike in Burbank, and I do work with a bunch of bigots, and I took today, I'm an engineer, and I take this opportunity to go to work because I'm showing them that I'm living Dr. King's dream of being able to walk in the face of bigots and tell them of the accomplishments of African-American people.
Oh, so you work with bigoted people.
I certainly do.
So you had an argument with him today?
No, I basically told them all that, you know, it's...
By working, that's how he's showing his solidarity in Dr. King's message.
Right. Are you a black dude?
I'm black and American Indian.
All right, dude. Thank you for the phone call. This is Roger in Pasadena on Southern California's Free FM. Hi, Roger.
Turn down your...
Have those radios turned down, gang. Yeah. Frank in Hemet is on Free FM. Hi, Frank.
How you doing?
Good, buddy. If you work today on MLK Day, are you a racist?
No, not necessarily. Some people have to work. Hello?
Yeah. No, we're listening.
No, I'm just saying, you know, pretty much everybody's got to work, especially the way the economy is right now. And it's sad to say, without being racist, of how many black people actually take the day off to celebrate his birthday. In reality, it's almost like they're using it as an excuse just to take a day off work. I'm not saying
Well, hold on a second. That happens with every holiday. Do you think that on President's Day next month, you're going to sit around, I'm going to sit around, Sam Phillips is going to sit around? Do you think Conway's going to sit around on President's Day and and think about the contributions of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln?
Yes. And Jefferson, Carter.
Don't be silly.
And Clinton.
It's not going to happen. And that's not what it's about.
And JFK.
President's Day is about Lincoln, and President's Day is about Washington, and nobody, when they have that Monday off, is going to sit there and think about it.
That's what I said before.
The 4th of July is another great example. People will sit around, they'll have backyard barbecues, jump in the swimming pool, have great, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs, and go and get great sales at department stores. Nobody on the 4th of July sits and thinks for a nanosecond about the drafting of the Declaration of Independence. People don't do it.
How about Veterans Day?
And sadly enough, on Veterans Day.
Which is just as bad.
And my dad, God bless him, is a veteran.
And my mother and father as well.
They don't sit around, people don't sit around on Veterans Day and think about the men and women who served.
And lost their lives.
Well, that's Memorial Day. Oh. Memorial Day is for those who lost their lives. On Veterans Day, we're to remember all those who wore the uniform. And not enough of us do that. And on Memorial Day, I must admit, on Memorial Day, when there's like a scene of the Vietnam Memorial, I'll always watch that on the news and actually kind of get a little teary every once in a while. But still, I enjoy the entire day off. And for 95% of that day off, I'm not thinking about why I have the day off. And I'll take it a step further. On Christmas Day, when I'm running around on December 25th, it was a beautiful day this year, Christmas. When I'm running around with the windows down on December 25th with gifts in the car, going from church to grandma's house this way and that way, I'm sorry, unless there's a song on the radio singing about a baby in a manger in Bethlehem, I ain't thinking about Jesus.
Wow.
It's just human nature.
I love your honesty.
We get these days off, and we take them for granted.
We don't appreciate it. I do. What am I talking about? I appreciate it.
We are working tonight. Here's who's working tonight. Yours truly, Brian Whitman. Slammin' Sammy Phillips filling in for Tim Conway Jr. Gina Grad is here. Jerry the Icebox Wachowski is here. Randy Wang is here.
Yep.
Tim Conway Jr. is not here. You know why?
Because he took the day off.
Because he has a ton of vacation time and because he carried it all over. And they're not going to F with him when he requests a day off.
Clearly.
But Tim Conway Jr., I promise you, Sam.
I'm sure he's doing something to honor Dr. King. I know Tim.
No, you don't, honey.
Yes, I do.
He's not sitting at home talking to Sophia about the legend of Dr. Martin Luther King.
You know what?
And the legacy of Dr. King.
He could be flying an American flag. That's yet another way that people all over the world would celebrate Martin Luther King Day. Mm.
Well, we're working all for different reasons. I'm working because I have to kiss up to management, and I had to appease them and work a day because I took a day in December off, and I could tell they were pissed off. And as a bargaining chip, I said, hey, I'll work Dr. King Day. And you know what? That shows, admittedly, a lack of respect for Dr. King Day.
It just means you're trying to keep your job.
Yeah, that too. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Tim Conway Jr. filling in for Tim Conway Jr. slamming Sammy Phillips. I'm Brian Whitman. We are live on 97.1 Free FM. It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. We are live on 97.1 Free FM. Conway's out tonight on Dr. Martin Luther King Day, filling in for Tim Conway Jr. is slamming Sammy Phillips. Brian Whitman, yours truly. I'm working on MLK Day. Conway's out because he's got so much vacation and time off. He asked for a day off, a national holiday, a company holiday off, and they give it to him. I, as you know, if you listen regularly, have taken a lot of time off. I've taken personal days. I said to management last year when I took a borderline personal day, I said to Jack Silver, our boss, I said, dude, I'll make it up to you. I will work Martin Luther King Day. I'll come in that Monday night and I'll work with Sam Phillips and I'll be there for you. And he said, okay, dude. And I thought for sure he'd forget, but he did remember. And here I am. So,
heavens forbid holding you to your word, Whitman.
Yeah, he held me to my word, but I'm a man of my word and here I am.
Yes, you are.
Does it make me a racist for working on Martin Luther King Day? Gina Grad is working because I don't think she's a racist. I know she's a Jew, but you don't have an issue with blacks, do you?
What did you just say?
I just said I know you're a Jew, but you don't have an issue with blacks.
No, not at all. I didn't know we had a longstanding conflict.
Hold on a second. You're not aware of a conflict between the black and Jewish community?
Specifically?
Not specifically.
Or just in general.
Just white people and black people, but Jews and black people?
Yeah.
Not really.
Really? Never heard Jesse Jackson use the word Jaime Town? Never heard about that scandal?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
All right. Okay, so moving on.
But that was kind of
amazing. That's one guy.
Yeah. Right.
That's one black man.
You're working today. Why?
Because I don't think we have the say to work or not work today. I think we just work.
The luxury.
We're the underlings.
Jerry Wischofsky is working. Why? Fill in the blank.
Just because I have a comp day later. Because right. Because it's a normal day to me.
Right.
But there is a longstanding conflict, by the way. I don't know where Gina has been.
So it's a normal day to you. Let me ask you something. The legacy of Dr. King, his assassination in 1968, the I Have a Dream.
Well, I agree. It's definitely a holiday, and I realize why it's a holiday, but I'm saying
that's not what you said a second ago. You said it's just another day.
Well, for me, it's another work day.
And you're going to use this as a comp day, so later on in the year, you'll get a day off. Okay, and Randy Wang pleaded work ethic, tireless work ethic. That's why he's here. He can't say it any other way than to say, you guys are here, I'm here. It's my work ethic, dude. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. And by the way, 99.5% of you, 99.5% of you who were off today, who are wrapping up your three-day weekend and coming back from Vegas, coming back from Big Bear, coming back from wherever, and we'll talk about you later. You did not reflect today on the legacy and the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King. You did not, and I know you didn't.
I think that's generalizing. No. I'm just saying.
I think it's the truth, and anyone with a brain recognizes it. Between now and 11 o'clock, we'll play that speech, the I Have a Dream speech. And maybe before you put your head on the pillow today, maybe before you put your head on that goddamn pillow tonight, you'll have a better understanding of why you had the day off. Huh?
You know, all you need to do, Whitman, is think of ways that we can live Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream of peace. That in itself is honoring the man on his day today.
Can you hand me that Twinkie?
What? There is.
I'm hungry. No,
this thing.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Oh. Mark in Ontario is on Free FM, but that made a lot of sense. I appreciate that. That was good. That was touching.
I'm just saying.
No,
you can
was.
Be sitting at home and just think.
Right. Yeah, I know.
That, you know, of ways that we can live his dream. Stop miming pot smoking as if I'm stoned. No, dude, I went on a website for teachers that will
right.
tell them what to do and tell to kids.
Got it.
And ways to honor today.
Mark,
and that was one of them.
Right. Mark, go right ahead.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was going to take the day off. I was going to have a nice day off, just hang out. You know, I have to work on the weekend, so I didn't even get a three-day weekend or none of that crap. I tell my wife, yeah, I'm going to call off, you know, watch a little TV, whatever. She tells me, no, you can't call off. It's not a national holiday. What are you talking about? Of course it is. But, of course, as you all mostly know, it's not who wears the pants in the relationship. It's who wears the panties. So guess where I'm at right now?
Work.
Yes, sir.
And by the way, with all due respect to you, pal, your wife is a dum-dum. It is a national holiday.
I know. She does. I guess maybe she's a little racist over there.
Yeah, maybe she's a little racist and didn't want her white husband sitting his white ass on that white couch thinking about Dr. King.
I guess not. But, yeah, you guys have a good night.
His wife just wants him to make the moolah.
Keith in Chino Hills is on 97.1 Free FM. Hi, Keith.
Hi, guys. Hi, Whitman and Sammy.
Hey, Keithy.
I love both of you guys. Both of you guys are great. But being an African-American, I feel that people can work or not work or do what they want to do. I mean, don't get me wrong. Martin Luther King did a great justice for this country by the things that he tried to get people to believe in. But we should do this every day. It shouldn't have to take one King Day or Christmas to think about, you know, reflect. This should be our way of life. Every day.
Well, now, wait a minute. If we did this every day, there'd be no mail delivery every day. There'd be
no
banks open.
Our way of thinking,
the honoring of the man, the peace and equality.
Honoring him and Christmas and all the other holidays, you know, remembering the loss, that should be our way of thinking every day.
I agree.
So you're saying we shouldn't have to have a holiday to honor his legacy. It should be every day we honor it.
I agree with that 100%. Don't nothing wrong. My father's tattoo was your father's tattoo with me.
What? What, dude? Right. Your cell phone's
He's
awful.
Saying that it should be a mindset. That because it's true, after Christmas, everybody goes back to being an a-hole. Think about it. Like January 1st, people don't have that nice Christmassy, sweet, giving, caring side of them anymore.
No, literally January 2nd this year, I got run out of a carpool lane.
That's what I'm saying. People are a-holes. The minute that the spirit's up, it's gone.
Chris in San Bernardino is on 97.1 Free FM. Hey, Chris.
How's the guys going?
Good. If you work on Martin Luther King Day today, specifically if you're a white dude and you work on MLK Day, are you a racist?
Well, I got to tell you, I am a white guy. I did work today, and I work a union job, and we do not consider this a holiday. But I have a question. Is Brian Whitman a racist? Because I don't think I've ever heard the answer to that one.
Am I a racist? I don't believe I'm a racist. I'm certainly imperfect, and I certainly... I certainly strive for diversity. I'd like to live a life that would please my grandparents. I'd like to live a life that would please Jesus Christ. I'd like to live a life that would please Dr. King.
Have you banged the United Colors of Benetton?
I'd like to honor diversity, and I would like to not judge people by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
So does that mean you do?
It means there are days that I fall short of that. Admittedly, there are days, like I think most people, I fall short of that.
Since you take personal holidays off, which you said you just did recently, how come you didn't take today off in consideration of Dr. King?
Because I told you, if you were listening, I took a personal day in December, and it was the last personal day I had, and I got an extra one, and I said to my boss, I'll make it up to you, and I will work on the King holiday.
Which is the first holiday in your defense that came up this year.
Right. So I said, I said to him, the next holiday is the King holiday. I'll work that holiday to make it up to you. And he said, okay. And we made an arrangement. And that's why I'm here.
But New Year's was a holiday. So did you work that day?
No, did not work New Year's.
That would have been the first holiday you should have taken.
Yeah, you're right. I'm a flaming racist. Come on by my house and look at the burning crosses. Idiot.
That is not true. You guys had off those whole holidays. You weren't even around. That was part of your pre-scheduled holiday deal from the year prior.
Willem is on the 10 freeway. Conway and Whitman slamming Sammy Phillips in for Conway. It's Brian Whitman. Hi, dude.
Hey, how are you guys?
All right.
Yeah, so I guess my viewpoint is I don't think that anyone should get today off. Now, I guess let me elaborate on that. I think that, you know, what's the point of working? You know, how could you be a racist for working on Martin Luther King Day, right? The origin of working is that the community needed something and you provide for it, correct?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, essentially, if Martin Luther King Day shouldn't that be more of a reason to work and to do something for the community rather than take a day off and watch some TV and fiddle around at home.
Right.
So I guess that's just my viewpoint. So I think it's absolutely ridiculous to think that maybe someone could possibly be a... you there?
There it goes.
Wow, I think it put him to sleep.
Ty in Long Beach is on Free FM. Hi, Ty. What's up, dude? That's not Ty. This is Ty. Hi, Ty.
I promise to be way more entertaining than that last guy. I'm sorry.
Well, I think I think a paramecium could do that.
Well, I just wanted to say I am African-American, and I did work today. Of course, I took a moment to reflect on what Dr. King did for us.
And when did you do that? When did you, when people say I took a moment to reflect, I'd like to know exactly when you took that moment to reflect, how long it lasted, and where you did it.
You know what? I'm sorry to one-up you, but I drive a truck, so I kind of took all day. So I'm sorry to one-up you, but I even shed a tear or two because you think back on the things that happened, the lynchings and everything that happened to not only black people but to white people who befriended us and wanted the same equality that we wanted. They went through the same thing we went through. So it's not just black people. It's white people. It's everybody. So you're not a racist if you work today. You're just providing for your family, man. And I appreciate people who work on this day. Because, I mean, if you can go on after what happened with slavery and everything, if you can go on and still do what you have to do in the community, I mean, hey, I commend people who did work today. Because I worked today. I had to work. But, you know, I gave my bosses hell.
All right, dude. I thank you for the phone call. A lot of young guys might be listening to us, and they're going, Martin Luther King, and they don't even know who Dr. Martin Luther King is. Well, in about 2 hours from right now, we'll play for you the I Have a Dream speech.
Wonderful.
The legendary, most eloquent speech arguably ever given by Dr. Martin Luther King.
Or anyone.
Well, that's what I mean. And we'll play it. And it's about 10 minutes long, maybe it's about 12 minutes long, and he talks about his dream, and that's what this day is all about. This day off today that so many people enjoyed is all about...
So you're going to give them the opportunity to reflect and do the things that they did not do because people haven't properly appreciated today.
Yeah, before midnight tonight, like I say, in about 2 hours from now, before 11 o'clock, just as we wrap up the show, I'll play that speech, and you can listen to it, and you can... You can ask yourself and answer for yourself, as our country, since 1968, have we come far enough? Are we living the dream? Have we realized Dr. King's dream? So we'll do all that coming up here on 97.1 Free FM. It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. Slamming Sammy Phillips, filling in for Tim Conway Jr. Coming up next hour, I want to talk about the best place to go on a three-day weekend. If you have a three-day weekend in SoCal, of course, my first guess is Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But there are a million great places to go if you have a three-day weekend in Southern California. So we'll talk about maybe how you celebrated your three-day weekend coming up next hour. We got a lot going on. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr., Brian Whitman, live on 97.1 Free FM. Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. We are live on 97.1 Free FM, and it is Dr. Martin Luther King Day. Tim Conway Jr. observing MLK Day in the Valley. Slamming Sammy Phillips called in. She had a choice to make. She thought to herself last week, reflect all day on the legacy of Dr. King and his dream, or come to work and make some bucks.
I did reflect earlier in the day, though. I did.
She decided to come to work and make some bucks.
I did both. I'm one of those chicks that like wants their cake and can eat it, too. So I did the little bit of reflection. I wrote a play about Martin Luther King today.
You wrote a play?
I did. That's one of the ways that people observe today, is you write a play about his life. I started at home when I got stoned earlier, and I thought, that's enough reflection.
How many, where's the play?
It's still at my house, but if you come by afterwards, I'll show it to you.
How many scenes did you write?
Two.
If you left right now and went home, could you get him? And could we act them out? How many roles? How many roles are in the play?
Three.
There's the role of Dr. King.
Yes.
There's the role of Coretta Scott King.
Yes.
And the role of an older son?
Yes. How did you know?
Martin Luther King Jr.?
Yeah.
And you wrote this while you were stoned?
Yes, earlier in the morning when that was when I took my time to reflect.
Here's what I would do if I were you.
Yeah.
We're going to break in like 3 minutes. Honest to God, I would jump in your car and I would drive to your apartment. You know exactly where it is.
I can find it. It's under some bags of marijuana, but I'm sure I can locate it.
Don't say you can't find it. You know exactly where it is. Bring the script back. We'll make Xerox copies and we'll act out your play in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Now, what if it takes me like an hour to get home, locate the play, make copies, get back?
It does not take an hour to get from this radio station to your house.
Yeah, and you'd know.
You don't have to take the time to make copies either. We'll make copies here.
Okay.
Will you do it?
Yeah.
All right.
You'll be very impressed with my writing, too.
Angelina in El Monte is on 97.1 Free FM, LA's big, SoCal's big FM talker. Angelina, welcome.
Back at Baja La Radio. I'm going to lower the radio. I'm so honored to speak to both of you, and I'm so blessed to speak to both of you. And thank you for working today and for hearing all of us. It's the first time I ever heard you sentenced to 16 years in state prison. My granddaughter, Sunshine, was born in prison.
Wrongly, hold on, baby. She was wrongly convicted of what?
She was coerced into signing a confession, and I have new grounds of new evidence.
Are you serious?
Yes.
She was wrongly.
Yes, she
convicted.
Was coerced into signing a confession.
Honey.
I am going
to give you one last chance.
But I want to tell you something.
You're very intelligent.
You're very intellectual.
I'm going to give you one last chance.
She's complimenting you, though.
I'm complimenting you.
Thank you.
But you have
one last chance to answer this question, or I'm hanging up.
Answer it, because I want to hear the rest of your story, dude.
I want to hear it, too.
She was wrongly convicted of what?
Assault with the attempted murder on two counts, and the boy came to court and he said that he never seen her in his life.
Get your freaking act together here!
But you know what I want to say?
Dougie, please.
I love your radio station.
Thank you.
And you know what? Thank you for being a listening ear, and thank you for working today.
We need to go to break!
And it's not working, but what I want to say is that you are making a difference because you're letting people speak, and you also need to learn how to listen.
Yeah, I listen pretty well, baby. I listened to you for 3 minutes. I should get a gold medal for that.
I was going to say, he's pretty patient, Angelina.
You know what? You're a good girl. Like you said, the chicks. Let the chicks take over.
Yeah, let us chicks. Yeah.
Right.
We want to take over.
But you know what? Don't forget those that are locked up in state prison today on the three strikes around 10 years ago on the penny theft charges.
All right, baby.
Yeah, remember the people in prison on Martin Luther King Day.
All right, it's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. Filling in for Tim Conway Jr. on this MLK Day is Slammin' Sammy Phillips.
Coming up
next, Robin, with the news. And then we're going to talk about three-day weekends in SoCal. SoCal's a great place to have a three-day weekend. If you, like, live in New York and you have a three-day weekend, there's really not much to do. I mean, there's some cool stuff to do.
You can go to the Hamptons, Connecticut. There's very few places you can jet off to. This is the greatest place ever to live.
Yeah. You need to go to break! I'm going to snap your neck. In New York, you can go to the Jersey Shore, but there's so much more to do in Southern California on a three-day weekend. We want to know how you spent your three-day weekend, especially if you didn't work, obviously, on the holiday today, Martin Luther King Day. I'm Brian Whitman, Sam Phillips here for Tim Conway Jr., live on 97.1 Free FM.